Hi, everybody. This is Herb Carneal and...
Halsey Hall.
Hi,
boys
Halsey.
And girls. My, it's good to be back at Northrop Auditorium.
Yes, here we are back in town at Northrop Auditorium for a broadcast of the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra.
I'm looking forward to that Philadelphia fellow.
Oh, yes. Eugene Ormandy tonight will be heading up the show tonight, and we're just about set to go. I see now that the maestro is coming out to the podium and play...
All the players are out there in the stage all set to go.
Play is just about to begin. We'd like to let you know that Vice President Humphrey will be along a little bit later to add to the play-by-play, we hope. But, ladies and gentlemen, I see now that Eugene Ormandy is raising his baton, and here's today's first downbeat.
Oh, Herbie, that was a beautiful... That was a beautiful statement of the theme, Herbie.
Yes, it wasn't of the Halsey. It was really fortissimo. Back to Beethoven. Say, was that musical phrase as good as the first one, Halls?
No, Herbie, the tact and releases were just a bit under top performance for the Minneapolis Symphony. However, you know, Ormandy is known as a notoriously slow starter.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, this orchestra is really a second-half orchestra. Yeah, when these musicians get together, you can just throw statistics out the window. That was a great second effort.
Say, Halsey, do you think they'll restate the theme again?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure how it went. Say, Jago, can we see an instant replay on that? Oh, that was a high pitch, Herbie. He hit the corners on that one. You know, I remember one time back in the old days when Ormandy was here. He was about 32 years old then, blonde young fella. Back in the 30s, Herbie, back in the good old days. I remember those days. Dobson, I know. What did you say, Herbie?
Huh?
Say, didn't he miss a note or two there, Herbie? Isn't it supposed to be ta-ta-ta-ta instead of ta-ta-ta-ta? Sounded like Avon calling to me.
Gee, I don't know, Halls. It sounded all right to me.
Sounded a little wet, Herbie. You think he's using a spitter?
Oh, and now a change of pace. This beautiful legato should pile up points with the critics.
Oh, definitely, Herbie, my boy. They've been giving them fast ones, and now some nice slow stuff.
Say, Halsey, look at that.
Why, Isidore Soslov is walking out of the podium. I think they're going to have words.
Halsey, I guess he told him.
That's right, but he wouldn't dare talk that way to Skrovacevsky. You know, Stan would fine him for that. There's a statement of that theme again. He's going with the same old pitch, Herbie. He's going to have go with a changeup.
Gee, that came right across, Halsey.
Yeah, it looked good to me. A little lower, anyway. He's in good form today, Herb.
Say, Halsey, here comes another one. Here's the big pitch.
No, that was just the wind-up, Herbie. Here's the pitch. Herbie, don't he look like Metropolis?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a guy who really worked out. He was in great shape. I've seen him stretch a baton up so high you'd think he'd never come down. Say, come to think of it, didn't he use his hand instead of a baton? I think he did it. Well, here we are, fans, at the seventh movement stretch. And just time enough to tell you that Bernie's Bassoon Boutique is featuring new and used bassoons all this week. And I got a special at Bernie's.
Is that right, Halsey?
Special at Bernie's Bassoon Boutique this week. Bassoons with cane reeds. They're hard to get, folks. Nobody raises much cane anymore.
Oh, yeah. And remember the slogan at Bernie's Bassoon Boutique.
If you don't blow your own horn, you don't give a toot. So get a bassoon soon.
Well, this is it, folks. The final movement of Allegro is coming up.
Is that right, Herbie? Allegro already? That means that Danny can't be too far behind. And you know what that means. There they go, Herbie. This is it. Oh, the Minneapolis Symphony played Beethoven and won.